This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Governor Jared Polis today dropped the remaining mask requirements in the state, but it happens as COVID-19 case numbers in the state here remain among the highest in the nation.
If you're not vaccinated yet, we do suggest, not order, but suggest that you continue to wear a mask in indoor settings around others.
Masks may still be required at events with more than 500 people. They will be required for childcare and healthcare settings and in any other business that requires them. But now even teachers and students who are fully vaccinated can go maskless, Polis says, for the last few weeks of school if their school district agrees. A man suspected of murdering his wife is now accused of submitting a fraudulent vote on her behalf in last year's presidential election. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
An arrest warrant shows Barry Morphew told investigators he mailed the ballot on behalf of his wife, Suzanne Morphew, to help Donald Trump win the 2020 election. He told police, quote, "all these other guys are cheating," and that he thought his wife would have voted for Trump anyway. Morphew was arrested last week in connection to his wife's disappearance in May 2020. He faces a possible first-degree murder charge. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Even more college students in Colorado will need to be vaccinated in order to attend classes this fall. Regis University in Denver is the latest school to require that students and staff get vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to be on campus. Stay tuned. You're listening to CPR News.